Welcome to Lost and Found, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Westside. We're currently going through the book of Mark with Pastor Dave. In today's study, Pastor Dave takes us through Mark chapter 8, starting in verse 34, ending in verse 38, where we see that to be a disciple of Jesus, we must be avid learners of who he is and active pursuers of being more like him each day. Jesus didn't just call his 12 disciples to be pursuers of him. He called the people around them as well. And he calls us today to do the same. More on that now. Let's pick up with Pastor Dave in Mark chapter 8, verse 34.
To me before I came out, I thought this was kind of good. I want to share it with you. It's the title is Fear Strikes. In the year 2000, we were told that Y2K is going to destroy everything. In 2001, anthrax, we were told, is going to kill us all. In 2002, the West Nile virus, we were told, is going to kill us all. In 2003, it was SARS that was going to be what killed us all. In 2005, the bird flu was going to kill us all. 2006, E. coli was going to kill us all. 2008, the financial collapse was going to kill us all. In 2009, the swine flu is going to kill us all. In 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts that the world was ending. You remember that? 2013, North Korea is going to cause World War III. 2014, the Ebola virus is going to kill us all. In 2015, ISIS is going to kill us all. 2016, the Zika virus is going to kill us all. And in 2020, the coronavirus is going to kill us all. We can't laugh at that one yet. We don't know. But, you know, you see the theme here of fear. And the person who put this together said the truth is that fear is going to kill you. Turn off the TV and wash your hands, right? And go to church. I mean, honestly. And so it's good to be with you tonight. And I'm just excited to wash you in God's word and to get washed myself. I feel so wretched. I want to read to you Mark 8, 34 down to verse 38 in its entirety. I'll ask the Lord to bless this meal and then we'll feast. And when he, Jesus, had called the disciples unto him and the people with them, it says, he said to them, Jesus speaking, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same Jesus said, shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever, therefore, verse 38, shall be ashamed of me and of my words, Jesus said, in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father. Listen again to this. It's the first time in Mark's gospel that Jesus here, at least what's recorded for us, explicitly when he refers to his coming. Let me wash you in this again. Look what he says. And it shall be this way, he says, when the Son of Man, he is coming in the glory of his Father, and he's coming with the holy angels of heaven. That's what God wants us to hear tonight. You guys know how it goes. Line by line, verse by verse, chapter by chapter, precept upon precept. I mean, this is where he has us by his sovereignty tonight. wants us to hear these words, let them rise from the pages of Scripture. He's preserved them for us tonight. In the midst of our hearts being troubled, in the midst of fear, in the midst of a world that is perishing, Jesus says, this is not your home. Amen? So, Father, we come to you tonight and we ask you, Lord, already just reading your word out loud, what that did for me. I just pray now as we go back through it, Lord, and it goes through us tonight, God, that you would encourage us, that you would set our eyes upon you. This is a tough text, Lord. These things that you said here, they're not easy things. If we're going to be sincere with it, Lord, these are things that personally we might have to go home with and wrestle out. I mean, honestly, Lord, these are things that pierce the depths of our hearts, but at the same time, they remind us we're not living for this world. This isn't our home. We're not putting our permanent stakes here. Our eyes are fixed on you. All the more, God, with everything that's going on, all the unraveling, all the chaos, Lord, we look to a city whose builder and maker is God. And we are thankful tonight for our salvation, Jesus. We're thankful for the hope of heaven that anchors our souls. We're not just anchored downward, but we're anchored upward because of our hope that's in you, Lord, that this anchor transcends the veil and it is anchored around your throne of grace. And we come to you tonight, Lord, and we want to receive help in the hour and the time of need that we find ourselves in. We're needy, we're desperate, we're broken, we're wondering, we're curious, Lord, we're uncertain. I think a lot of us are wearied, we're vexed, we're overwhelmed. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know that you hold tomorrow. And Lord, just to worship you, to sing truth, doxology, Lord, full of truth, God, to set our eyes upon you. Lord, let the world around us fade away. We desire to worship and obey, to learn, God. So strengthen us tonight, Lord, in this potent portion of scriptures on discipleship. Cause my mouth to be a vessel that's yielded to you. I give you the rights, Lord, to my whole being. I want every member of my being to be surrendered to you. I pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit so that what I speak, Lord, is set in grace and truth and can be received by the hearer, by the learner that's among us here tonight. So open our eyes, Lord. We want to see Jesus. Open our ears, Lord. We want to hear your voice. Holy Spirit, fall, I pray, on this holy convocation here tonight. Thank you, God, that you're in the midst of us. And it's in Jesus' name all God's people said. A little bit more of a rowdy amen, right? I mean, this is pretty spectacular that we have this promise of Jesus tonight. That he said that if two or three are gathered together in my name, he's here in the midst of us. And so I don't know what that does for your heart tonight, but I could feel his presence. I can feel it. I can sense it. And I'm feeding off of your presence because with your presence and all of our presence together corporately, he's in the midst. And you, it's almost tangible. You can feel it. It's different than when it's just you and Jesus. Not that he's not there, but he just shows up uniquely. He puts a blessing upon his people gathering together with unity. And there's the unity of God's Spirit here tonight. Jesus is the guest of honor. Jesus is the focus. He's the subject of our worship. He's the subject of our study. So his Spirit just falls. Listen, whenever Jesus is glorified, the Holy Spirit just falls. And we get like a shower of the Holy Ghost. And it feels wonderful. Amen? So these verses here tonight, I mean, honestly, they're difficult verses. They're very difficult verses. They're difficult verses for me. And I got to believe that if you're giving your attention to it, they're difficult for you to some degree. They're also encouraging tonight because they get my eyes off this world and they set it on eternity a little bit more. But I mean, these are things that you got to go home with and you got to spend time with. These are verses that I encourage you to go and belabor. Go verse by verse, you know, through these, just a small portion here, this little chunk of scripture, and let the Holy Spirit speak to you in areas where you need growth. Because certainly I can't do that for you. This has to be something that we individually take before him. But he's talking here on discipleship, okay? In these verses, he's not describing to us how you get saved. This is not some like legalistic message of how you come to Jesus. So if you're here tonight and you're not saved already, well, then these verses, I mean, in some senses, they can connect with you and speak to you, but they're in their context talking to those who are already Christians. And the challenge is discipleship, because a lot of people are going to get to heaven by the skin of their teeth. A lot of people are going to get to heaven because they're professors of Christ and he's so gracious. And I don't dispute that. I think there's going to be a lot of shock when we get to heaven. I think there's going to be some of, where is this person? And I think there's going to be a lot of, how did you get here? And some people seriously will get in by the skin of their teeth. That's a human expression, of course, of the grace of God. But then there are those who took Jesus up on his word, words like these, and entered into discipleship. To be a disciple of Jesus is to be a steady follower of Jesus. To be a disciple of Jesus is to be an avid learner of Jesus, a pursuer of Jesus. It's not just somebody who got saved in a Sunday service and is content with that. It's somebody who's going hard after the Lord. And that's what Jesus is speaking on in tonight's subject. He's speaking of discipleship. Notice here it says in verse 34 that when he had called unto himself his disciples, not just the 12 though, it also tells us in verse 34 that he had called the people. The people, he's in the area of Caesarea Philippi, a pagan region primarily, not a lot of Jews, mainly Gentiles. The early church fathers, historians, they say that Caesarea Philippi is where the woman with the blood flow came from. So maybe after she got touched by Jesus and healed by Jesus, she spread the word like wildfire. Either which way, the scholars say that he had a following of 20 to 40,000 people at this time. I mean, it's not hard to imagine when you consider the multitudes that he fed. You know, I mean, you think about the thousands and thousands of people that he fed. So 20 to 40,000 people most likely, you know, are being described here by him calling the people and his apostles. And you and I tonight are a part of the call to the crowd back then. Aren't you thankful for that? Like, he's calling out to you and I tonight, November 18th, 2020, in the middle of just complete chaos. That's the best word that I can describe the world right now. Just complete, utter chaos. A lot of devastation, a lot of anarchy, what it seems and feels. So much division, so much hate, so much wickedness. Don't you agree? I mean, this is our family Bible study tonight. We got to be able to just be real with each other. And this is what's going on in the world right now. And are you thankful for the call that comes from heaven tonight? Aren't you thankful that Jesus, the good shepherd, stoops and he looks down and he calls out to us and gives this invitation? He gives this invitation to us to be disciples of him like he gave the crowd back then. And the 12. Everybody's got an equal opportunity. He reaches out. He's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't care if this is your first Wednesday night since before COVID, your first Wednesday night ever, or if this is your 1,000th Wednesday night. He lavishes love, his love, equally upon all of us, and he reaches out to us. And he gives this opportunity to us to enter into discipleship. To be hot on his trail, if you would. To be so close to him. When he called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will. Whosoever will. Listen, here's the classical condition. I'm going to break this up, so don't get frustrated with me. Maybe take some notes or just listen in intently and receive this personally tonight. The classical condition, I don't know if you appreciate the breakdown of classical Greek, but for me it helps. The classical condition is this: if anyone wills or desires. He speaks to the desire of the human heart. He speaks of desire. Listen, tonight, can we just stop and go a little bit here and go like this at the start? What is it that you want? Just do some honest inventory. Do some honest inventory before God in your seat. You don't have to answer out loud. Just what is it that you want? Jesus said, I want to speak to your want tonight. I want to speak to the seedbed of your heart, the desires that flow from there. What is it that you want? He says, whosoever wills. It's open to anybody. What he's going to say is open to anybody. This call to discipleship, But what is it that you want? Do you want to follow Christ? Whosoever, that's singular. It's not calling out to the crowd like, hey, you all want to follow me together? He's saying, whosoever, what individuals in the room want to take me up on this? What do you want? And I guess before you answer what you want, you got to start settling what you don't want. And we look at the world right now and all the crazy that's around us. What do we want out of this whole thing? What do we want to see happen? Do we just want to continually see the Lord delay his coming? And do we want to just continually set our stakes deeper and deeper into the earth? Do we just want to continue to build our kingdom on earth and ask God to bless it? Or have we become so carnal? Have we become so obsessed with the American dream? Is it a desire of our heart that, Lord, we want you to delay your coming? Lord, we want you just to not come for us yet. We want to continue to pursue, Lord, the opportunities in our career and establish our families. Like, what's your heart tonight? Those are not bad things. And there's no condemnation for it to want things of this world and to want to be established in this world. But what supremely reigns and rules the governing of your heart? What is it that you're after? Because he's speaking to that tonight. Whoever wants this, he's going to speak to it now. Whoever wants this, the inference is in the Greek here, and there will be those who do want this. Just like tonight, there will be those who do want that deepness with Jesus, that want those deeper waters with Jesus, that next step with Jesus. But there will be many who also say, I'm not interested. I'm just not interested. I just want to get out of this pandemic. I just want life to go back to normal. I just want my 401k to be all set, my retirement. I just want my kids to go to school. I just want sports to start up again. I just want the masks to go away. I just want to know who our president is. I just want all the rioting to end. I just want that to happen. And that's fine. But the line of demarcation, not by me, by Jesus, is being drawn. This is not a thing of like, I'm saved, you're not saved, or you're saved and I'm not saved. This is just a thing of who wants to go deeper with Jesus. You understand? This is a difficult text to teach. I'm challenged by it. Because now he's going to tell you how it happens for the whosoever's in the room tonight. Whoever the whosoever's are, I don't know who you are. I don't know who's going to get bit by this text. Remember, Luther said that the Bible's, it bites him when he reads it. He opens it. It talks to him. Some people get bit. Other people are like, I don't even know what was being said. That's something with your spirit then. But Jesus says, this is for the whosoever's. Whosoever will to come after me. This is how you do it. If you want to accompany me, if you want to walk with me, if you want to have fellowship with me, to come after me. He's not going, hey, come after me, like follow from behind, and I got like a choker around your neck and I'm pulling you. When I take my little Frenchie for a walk, sometimes I gotta pull him. He's got his little harness on, and I got his leash, and I gotta use two hands. He's a little meathead. I gotta pull him because he gets caught up with what's around him. He's very distracted. That's not the invitation from Jesus tonight. Whoever wants to come after me, like you're behind me and I'm gonna pull you. He's the good shepherd. He leads those with young gently. And think about how he leads us. Think about where he leads us. My goodness, I could bust this sermon open right here. Think about these things. If you want to come after me, he's not saying like from back there, you follow if you can. Like some of us parents are with our kids when we're frustrated in Wegmans or at the mall at Christmas time. You know, you want to keep up me, you better follow me, you better keep your eyes on me. My mother used to put me on one of those choker things. Honest to God, I used to have to get walked in the mall with a leash. It's true. My brother too. We used to get walked by leashes down the mall because we couldn't be trusted. We'd disappear. That's not Jesus. Jesus is going like this. Do you want to walk with me? See, I just don't feel led to teach it tonight like I would if it weren't 2020 and what 2020's been. Maybe I'm learning the Lord more because I feel like it's not like a threat or like, hey, do you want to follow me or don't you? I feel it's more like, hey, do you want the blessedness of staying close to me and having companionship with me? The one who will stick closer to you than your brother? Lo, I am with you. Aren't you thankful even unto the end of the age? Hey, pastor, is this the end of the age? I think. Maybe, but you know what I love? He goes like this, I'm with you. And then he says, do you want to be with me? whosoever will, do you desire that tonight? Come after me, not from behind, but next to me. Whosoever will hold my hand in this journey, whosoever will be a companion of mine. Enoch, he walked with God, and then he was not, for he was taken. Don't you want that to be your story? Like, you were just walking with God. Hopefully, then we're just taken. They can make a whole new sequel to Taken, the movie. It would be even more crazy. You know, we're just gone. It would be amazing. There's this invitation to walking closely with Jesus. Listen, it's an all-volunteer army here that he's enlisting. Okay, that's what he's doing here. And now he's going to give us this, here's how you do it. Here's the steps to how you come after me and have this fellowship with me. Number one, verse 34, let him deny himself. He says right after that, number two, and take up his cross. And those two are closely knit together. They're both in the aorist imperative. So it's this, you make this decision and you do it. This is a call to like a decision of finality. This isn't like a wishy-washy, I think I want to walk with him. I just don't really know. I can't trust Trump. I can't trust Biden. I can't trust Fox. I can't trust CNN. No, he's not in those categories. There is a God, and then there's everyone else. Great theology. And the name of God is Jesus, by the way. Okay, that's how this goes. There is creator, and then there is created beings. That's all of us. You don't lump him in with Fox or CNN or ABC or any other news channel or politician of the world. I don't care if it's the Middle East or Asia or the United States of America. He stands alone. He stands alone. So this is a thing of settle it. This is a thing of don't be double-minded. You're not out to eat trying to figure out what you're going to order. Settle it. He's calling you to make a decision. He's calling me to make a decision. If you want to enter into this type of fellowship with me, he says, I'm asking you then to make a decision and have some finality with it. And then he starts to hear, speak to us of denying ourselves. It speaks of to refuse, the word deny, it speaks of to refuse association with, to refuse to be in companionship with. That sounds bizarre. To refuse association with myself, to refuse companionship with myself. Listen to this. It even means to disown myself. The idea here that Jesus is after is you get off the throne of your heart and you welcome me to occupy the throne of your heart if you want to have fellowship like this with me. You don't have to.
That concludes our message for today here on Lost and Found. Join us next time as we continue our verse-by-verse study through God's Word. We invite you to join us this coming Sunday at Calvary Chapel Westside. Our Sunday morning services are 9 and 11 a.m. We'd also love for you to refuel with us at our midweek study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Calvary Chapel Westside is located at 2407 Union Street in Spencerport, New York. If you'd like to know more about CC Westside, you can log on to our website at ccwestside.com. That's ccwestside.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Vimeo, where you can access videos of Pastor Dave's teachings. If you'd like to contact us, simply give us a call. Our phone number is 585-352-3150. Again, that's 585-352-3150. Thank you for listening to Lost and Found, a radio ministry of Calvary Chapel Westside. Join us next time as we continue our study through God's Word. Luke 19:10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." It is our prayer that you have found the only pathway that leads to an abundant life, found only in Jesus Christ. My blood and water.